In addition to the lost texts in the biblical traditions that we know in the West today, interestingly, a similar edit process happened with some of the most cherished traditions in the Hebrew texts as well. By going back into the original versions of some of the most ancient wisdom, I believe that we have the opportunity to see firsthand through the eyes of the ancients, those who have come before us, their perspective, their understandings of precisely what our relationship to the forces of nature around us and to one another, precisely what that means and how it works in our world. So the clues from some of our most ancient records, the ancient 4th century Hebrew book of Haggadah, for example. The book of Haggadah contains many Hebrew texts that were removed from their Bible, as well as other religious documents, especially what is considered to be the non-legal part of the book of the Talmud. When we go into the Haggadah texts, the texts are very, very clear and tremendously detailed about the creation of humankind. For example, in the book of Genesis, if we would like to see how our bodies were created or where we came from, we see something roughly akin to, in the beginning, not much was happening, then there were a lot of things happening, and we were created from the dust of the earth, and that God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became animated and walked upon this earth. And that's a gross oversimplification of a very brief section in the book of Genesis. In the Haggadah text, for example, we're given tremendous detail into the powers that were given to humankind as we were created in this earth, and precisely what those powers mean to us. And perhaps one of the best ways to understand precisely what these powers are all about is with a single sentence. In the book of Haggadah, we're told that the creation of humankind is unique in all of the universe. And this is a quote. We're told that humankind is the only one who was created by the hand of God. All other creatures, according to the text, were created by the word of God. So they're making a distinction between God physically intervening, creating us by his own hand, and how other creatures were created essentially by a command. And this kind of information comes from a section of the Haggadah that is entitled Man and the World. So if readers would like to find more about this, you can go and read in the book of Haggadah from the section Man and the World. Man and the World continues by describing male and female, man and woman in our world, how we're created as literally a bridge, a living bridge between heaven and earth, how within each of us we embody very specific elements of the heavens given to no other creatures on the earth, and how within each of us we embody elements of creatures of the earth that no angels in the heavens have ever experienced before. And I think this is fascinating. It's fascinating to consider that according to this text, we are the single life form throughout the universe, which is empowered with a combination of angelic and earthly powers.